I would like to start by welcoming the fact that the government took on board my recommendation to ensure that this bill was a standalone bill and addressed one important issue rather than a bill that lumps a lot of mostly unrelated issues into one piece of legislation, which the government has been inclined to do lately with justice bills. I am very surprised at the need for this legislation to amend the Criminal Justice Act 1990 to ensure that mandatory life sentences for murder cannot be imposed on children who have turned 18 years old before sentencing was not foreseen, and that the legislation had to be drafted following a recent High Court judgment, but that's obviously the case anyway. There is no doubt that the law as it currently stands is unjust. It isn't fair that two people of the same age when committing a crime would be treated differently if one aged out before their sentencing. Sentencing decisions should be based on the age of the person when they committed the crime and not the age that they have become at the time of the get to court, and this legislation rectifies that. Most legal professionals have supported this view, and the High Court found that this differing treatment of child offenders was a breach of Article 41 of the Constitution, which requires all citizens to be held equally before the law. I agree that child offenders shouldn't face trial as adults, but I also believe that they should not be tried before the Special Criminal Court. Child or not, as is the case in the two teenagers charged with the murder in Blanchardstown on Christmas Eve last year, its existence in itself violates the constitutional requirement for all citizens to be held equal before the law. I have consistently condemned the continued operation of the Special Criminal Court, and it completely undermines our justice system and suggests that our ordinary courts are inadequate. There is no justification, I believe, for the existence of the Special Criminal Court and a court which violates people's rights to a fair trial. The Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission and the Irish Council for Civil Liberties have on many occasions called for the abolition of the Special Criminal Court due to the significant human rights and equality concerns associated with it and indeed the Offences Against the State Act. I would once again like to point out that the Independent Review Group's report on the Offences Against the State Act, published by the Minister for Justice last June, was unanimous in recommending a repeal of the Offences Against the State Act, and that the Minister still has refused to act in relation to this. Both the majority and minority reports agreed that this legislation should not be renewed and should not be repealed. Yet 15 months have passed and it is clear that the Minister has no intention to do so. Quite the opposite, just 3 months ago the government again passed legislation to allow for its continuation. Today's legislation just proves that the government can bring forward legislation very quickly when it wants to, and the High Court decision that this legislation is based on was made just 3 weeks ago. Yet it sits on its hands with other important legislation and uses every excuse under the sun to avoid progressing it as well. The Minister should at the very least allow for another independent review of the Special Criminal Court and the Offences Against the State Act. I have stated this previously, but it is clear that the Independent Review Group faced a significant data deficit when conducting their research last year, and there was a lack of adequate empirical evidence or sufficiently extensive comparative analysis. This is completely unacceptable and calls into question the findings of the Independent Review Group, as it is clear that they were not given the necessary and relevant information required to make the appropriate recommendations. I would like to finish off again by voicing my support for this legislation, but also calling for another independent review that allows the review group to necessary data, and by again calling for the abolition of the Special Criminal Court. Thank you.